We come now to the fourth one. Benazol speaks about the topic of money. This is a very favorite topic with most people. This point, of course, we do not say, Benazol does not say that money is bad. In fact, we want to correct the misapprehension on the part of most people. Stupid that money is the root of all evil, which is very false. It is the lack of money that's the root of all evil. Person doesn't have it, it causes him to commit sins, to commit wrongs. If a person had it, he'd retire and be a good person for the rest of his life. It's the lack of money, but the person must learn to live properly and not to commit wrong. Money itself, dhamim, is actually something that is holy. It is so holy that its origin, where does money come from? Rain comes from the clouds. Money comes from higher up. You don't find money raining down from clouds. Money comes from further up in heaven. It comes from the same place that a person's neshama comes from. The nefesh originates way up in heaven, and that's where money originates too. You'll find money buried in the ground, gold in the ground. You'll find money at the paymaster's station, the teller in the bank. You'll find money at your employer's office. But the fact is, where did that money come from? What is the source, the origin? It is up above, because the origin of money is a very high kedusha. It's very holy. And therefore, we find Yaakov Avinu was willing to go back in the dark, cross a stream of water alone at night, and risk his life just to get back a small item of very small value, because the money of a tzaddik is very precious. So, how about getting some of this precious item? Enidol says that no. Meaning nowadays, the contemporary time, it's very difficult for a good person, a tzaddik, religious Jew, to have money, to have an abundant supply of it. Because in order to get money nowadays, a person must go down, must descend low into tumma, away from religion into sin, and there he will find the money now. The money that was so good before has descended into a low pit. There's a pasuk about Tated Peloyim. She has descended very far. Peloyim means very, very far. Peloyim also stands for letters Alofim, thousands. The thousands or the thousands of thousands, millions, are all way down. Who gets this money now? People who are bad. We find that nowadays there's the Russia of a Tavloi, Sadiq Ben Ali. Russia, the evil person, is very wealthy. He has a home in Florida. He has a swimming pool here. He's got cars. And the good person, the kind person, the benevolent person, the very religious one, struggles to make a living. Why is that? And of course, we do find exceptions. There are tzaddikim too, some who have money. But they are very few or far apart. And they, too, don't have that much. They don't have such millions. And even those who do have money, it doesn't do them too much good. Because those who have a lot of money, the fact is that it detracts from their serving Hashem to an extent. As good as they are, they would serve Hashem more. They'd spend more time if they didn't have this money. Because this way they have business. They've got to attend to it. It takes away a lot of their time. The business expands. They have still more connections, and the time that is used up would have been used up for the study of Torah and Tefillah if they'd have less money. So nowadays we find that money is not too good, not too valuable, and very rare for a good person. Benazol quotes his grandfather, Nachman Idekezo, who was one of the closest disciples of the Baal Shem Tov. He's buried in Tiberia. Nachman Idekezo said, there's a pasuk in the Torah which says that Oidech Yamin Bimina Bismaila Eshe V'Chavit. Speaking about the Torah itself has two sides to it. Again, the right and the left. The right is always the Chesed, left is Din. The right side of the Torah, there is long life, which means reward wears life long, Elam Haba. On the left side of the Torah, there is Eshe V'Chavit, wealth and honor. In this case, of course, we always said right side means one who studies Torah lishma, studies Torah with sincerity, for the sake of mitzvahs, learning about the mitzvahs and obeying them. Left side means one who studies Torah for the sake of kavod, for the sake of, not for the sake of purity, but still for the sake of the mitzvah of learning too. So one who studies on the left side, wrongly, he gets still rewarded with wealth. The right side, he studies perfectly, he gets long life. So the Gemara asks, the left side has wealth. The right side has long life and does not have wealth. Why? It's the right side should have more. The Gemara says, of course, the right side has long life, that it has. And wealth, it goes without saying. It goes without saying it has wealth too. It goes without saying, grandfather said, it goes without saying means that it just goes without saying. What does it really there? It's, you won't see it. It's consecrated. Surely it's there, but only surely, not actually. In actuality, you will not find it. Now this kind of a, it's a drush. It's a pshetel, which tells us that the riches is there too. But you can't eat a pshetel. You can't have real cash on his pshetel. Kosher came, but not actually. These are the words of Rabbeinu Zal's grandfather, which shows, which proves that a person who's a tzaddik could only get money from shekel, but not really for actual cash. Zal explains, too, that the person who is lohut, the person who's filled with a craving for money, for wealth, for power, that person is committing the sin of idol worship. Because that person actually idolizes, worships wealth. And therefore, we find that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of idol worship, it says that the Jews suffered double punishment. They suffered double because of the destruction, because of their tivus, their evil desires. This is why, since that was Avodah Zarah, therefore, again, a thief who steals, which is like Avodah Zarah, what is his penalty? He must pay kefil, he must pay double. Double because that's the penalty for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah Zarah. Rosenthal says that this is one who is pagan. He causes a defect in money, which is supposed to be holy, which is supposed to be pure. By worshiping money, by having a tiber for money, he causes this pagam, and his penalty is to pay kefil. How does a person rectify that? How does he correct it? Correction is that it was something which is supposed to remove the earthly type, the mundane, the base type of desires. And that is something which is heavenly, pure and heavenly. That's the Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is the Malchus, which is the Queen Shabbos, which is heavenly and which is so great that it can even sakin, it can perfect all these low type of sins. The Gemara says clearly that a person who observes the Shabbos is forgiven for idol worship. Exact word in the Gemara. And we find, therefore, that we find the kefil here too. The Shabbos has the mitzvah lechem mishneh. Lechem mishneh, double. Double the amount of food that you have during the week. Double the amount of shefa. Lechem, as we said, is three times Hashem's name. Three times you can look at 26 to 78. Lechem mishneh is six times the steen of tzaddik, the greatness of tzaddik. Six times Hashem is ready. Tzien of tzaddik, Yosef. And therefore, this lechem mishneh is the opposite of this Rosh Hashanah Ganef, which perfects his pagam of kefil, paying double. We now have this double Bekusha. We now have this Ashidus, this holiness in Kedusha. And this teaches, of course, to avoid, to beware of those people who spend a lifetime, a whole life, from their youth until they're very old. They constantly run after, they pursue this elusive wealth. They try again and again to open another store, another business, another job, and they won't stop. It's though they have a fire under them that's burning in them, that forces them on to pursue, to try to achieve this wealth. The end is that they die poor. They die rich, they leave the money behind them where it did them no good. This is a taiva, a desire that destroys a person from within it. The person should see to it to achieve this ashidus degusha, the wealth begusha, through the Kedusha of Shabbos Kodesh. Amenadol says, too, that it is possible a person should have wealth, though he is good, one exception. And that is a person who served Hashem very loyally, despite the fact that he was poor and he was starving, despite the fact that he had nothing to eat. He did not complain to Hashem. He accepted with happiness. accepted with emuna, with faith. He lived, continued to live in purity, in devotion to Hashem, serving Hashem properly. And Hashem says to that person, because you served me so loyally, you fulfilled the mitzvahs during a time of poverty, I'm going to let you fulfill the mitzvahs during through wealth. So that later on he becomes wealthy as a reward for his having been loyal when he was poor. Now this later on does not necessarily mean in his later years, because a person becomes wealthy when he's 70 years old, he cannot eat much steak at that time. Or 80 years old to buy a Cadillac when he's 80, doesn't run good. Why yuck? So later on really means when he is young. Young, again, a person who lived through life and served Hashem loyally, devotedly, in poverty, when he comes back, the Gilgul, to this world, he comes back with wealth in store for him. Even though now he's not that wonder, not that perfect, he is good though. He will have this wealth. Let's say he is good now, he's a tzaddik. The tzaddik should be suffering, as is normal. They don't have this abundance of wealth as a reward for his past Gilgul when he served Hashem in poverty. Because there is always the reward to come. The best thing, of course, is for a person to serve Hashem and to accept whatever Hashem gives him. The wealthiest person is he who is happy with his lot, who gives thanks, shevach to Hashem, for everything he receives. A person like that is really wealthy because he never has to worry, he never has any concern over the tomorrow, the problems with the life, because whatever Hashem gives to him, bestows upon him, he accepts with simcha. And that is the true life of the tzaddik, and that is something which gives a person both Elam Hazeh and Elam Haba. This is what the Bnei Zohar teaches us here, and it is difficult to have money, but a person could have true wealth, it's more important, by accepting the brachas of Hashem, the Ahava, and thereby have this future guarantee. Shemizach b'yad Hashem b'yemes, to serve Hashem b'yemes and b'yahava, and to receive the brachas of Hashem, b'gashmis and b'ruchnis. Above all, to merit seeing with our eyes now, this month of Adar, Simcha should be the month where we see the coming of Mashiach. May it be so. Amen.